None but the hungry heart. 3-3. Born to grow. Feed the flock of God which is among you. 1 Peter 5, verse 2. It should grieve us to realize how many abandoned babes in Christ there are, spiritual orphans. In these days of spiritual dearth, there is an ever-increasing need for the ministry of nurturing new believers, that they may be rooted and built up in Him and established. The greatest proof of your love for Christ is that you care for those who belong to Him. If you love me, feed my sheep. Let us not feel that our task is done with the rebirth of a soul. The great burden of the Christian ministry should be that Christ may be formed in men, and that they in turn may be living witnesses to others. Notice Peter's words, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people." But for what purpose has all this been accomplished? He goes on to say, "That ye should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvellous light." 1 Peter 2, verse 9. "But ye are, that ye should." We believe in Christ's power and desire to win others, but for what? The whole purpose of salvation is that men and women may grow in the deeper, stable characteristics of the Christian life, that they might be conformed to the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Christian life is not merely a converted life, nor even a consecrated life, but it is the Christ life. It is the consuming desire of the Lord Jesus to reincarnate Himself in the believer. Neither as being Lord over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. 1 Peter 5, verse 3.